Blog Talk Radio.
America, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, here's another one. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone's doing well, and we have a nice show lined up.
Yes, indeed we do. And it was a very interesting show last night and everything. We tried to reason with a Trump voter, an evangelical, and you saw how that played out and everything. Congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers. They're going to the Super Bowl, and they'll play the Kansas City Chiefs. And it should be a good Super Bowl. I hope everybody's safe. I hope everybody has fun. If you go to it live, I envy you. Okay, so as Laura said, what a good show today coming up. And America's democracy is under constant attack from every conceivable angle by right-wing conservatives. But we will not accept Trump as president of the United States for a second non-consecutive term. America and the rest of the world is tired of the shenanigans played by the GOP blocking major life-changing events. How important is democracy to you? Can we really prevent Trump from being president of the United States again? As you see, Colorado has taken him off the ballot, and the Supreme Court will rule on that. Other states are thinking about the same thing, and only time will tell. Will there be a border deal, or will Trump and his MAGA enablers in Congress sabotage the bipartisan deal? Can Nikki Haley give Donald Trump a serious run for his money, or is it all over for Ambassador Haley? What are the ramifications of the Republican Party if they coronate Trump? Should polls be taken seriously? And what is the worst thing that Donald Trump has ever done, in your estimation, whether as president of the United States or before he was president of the United States? You know, we'll talk about all this and more. Call in tonight. The number is 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Thanks for sharing across all social media and smashing that like button. Remember to hit the follow and remind buttons as well and visit our website. Merchandise will be on sale soon. The website is www.kitchenpolitics123.com. Often imitated, never duplicated. We are not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. Okay, Laurie, so where shall we start now? We have a brilliant show lined up.
Well, you know, first of all, that song, of course, was Taylor Swift that we opened with. And the Republicans are losing their minds, basically. They know that Taylor Swift has a fan base of millions all around the world and in this country. And all she has to say is vote for Joe Biden and give a reason. And they know it. Now, it's funny because last night she was at the Chiefs game, of course, Kansas City Chiefs game. They, like you said, they won. And then afterwards, she went and gave Kelce, you know, a big kiss, et cetera, which is fine. Their boyfriend, girlfriend is awesome. But they are so threatened by her. You know, he is, he is her boyfriend, Kelce, he is for vaccinations. He has been doing all kinds of commercials, you know, saying, are you vaxxed? You should get vaxxed, you know, sort of thing, all over television. And for that reason, they feel that he and she are going to team up together and endorse Joe Biden. And you know what? That may happen. So, you know, they don't have anything nice to say about her, you know, that, you know, that she's just kind of like a groupie for Biden or, you know, whatever they say. But you know what? She is smart. She's intelligent. She's articulate. She is passionate. She is a self-made billionaire. And she's got nothing to be ashamed of. She has got a career that's on fire right now. And they are just jealous jerks, like usual.
Yes, I get real weird about Taylor Swift because remember the 2022 election cycle, one week before the election, she went on her all her social media pages and basically said vote for Democrats. If you want women's rights, if you want gay rights, if you want immigration rights, etc., you know, sign up. Or she didn't, said vote for Democrats. She said sure you register to vote. And 25 million people in 24 hours. You know, register to vote. We saw how, you know, the red wave didn't come. And one of the reasons is because Taylor Swift did what she did. And thank you so much, Taylor Swift. I doubt she ever listened to the show, but if you are listening to the show, thank you so much, Taylor Swift. You know, you're doing America a big service.
It's very important, isn't it? I mean, she, like I said, she's aware. She knows what's happening in the world. And he's going to do her thing. So, like I said, they, you know, these conservative right-wing nut jobs, you know. Oh, the other thing, David, I sent you the article. It should be at the your bottom. The far right is convinced that the Super Bowl will be rigged in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs so that Taylor Swift can get more attention before she endorses another competition rigger, President
Joe Biden. Yes, I guess, you know, I'm thinking that conservative men, you know, they hate on Taylor Swift because they hate seeing a woman in control of her career, of her life, and she's winning at everything she does. But maybe something deeper going on, because remember, these conservative men, usually evangelical, you know, idiots, who, you know, think women should stay in their place and speak when they're spoken to and bark when they're called, and all they're really, you know, all they're really good for is spreading their legs and having babies 24/7, you know, and that's not what Taylor Swift is about. This is a new era where women have power and influence and are talented and not one-dimensional and just having babies for men, you know, and then that way be, you know, barefoot and pregnant, cleaning the house and what have you, you know. So Taylor Swift was named in 2023 Time Person of the Year, and of course conservatives have been quick to claim that there's a vast liberal conspiracy to blame. So these right-wing commentators, you know, posting on X, formerly Twitter, and writing Swift's girl boss synopsis has been fully activated, you know. So the claims that Taylor Swift is gearing up to be part of the 2024 voter operation for Democrats on abortion rights.
Good.
And if she is, so what? She's a woman. She wants women to succeed in the 21st century around the world. So why should she endorse Democrats and speak on behalf of Democrats and ask her friends to vote for Democrats? Because Democrats have proven time and time again that it's care for women's rights, for gay rights, for immigration, for gun control, and these other different things, you know. So Taylor Swift is a very good person, and her first her frustrations with Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn and her conservative record. She's been speaking out against Marsha Blackburn, who's up for re-election in 2024. And Marsha Blackburn sees her as a threat. And, this is what Taylor Swift said. I can't see another commercial and see her disguising these policies behind the words Tennessee Christian Values. You know, she was talking about Senator Marsha Blackburn. I live in Tennessee. I'm a Christian. That's not what we stand for. And Swift broke her career-long political silence in 2018, remember, to post on Instagram urging her followers to vote against Marsha Blackburn during the 2018 midterm elections when Blackburn first ran for the United States Senate. So, you know, that was the day that Taylor Swift, you know, came of age, basically, and she saw what her influence should have. And, you know, she had the power to be a mover and shaker, and you know, the really hater. So, you know, Stephen Miller also took to Twitter, and he aired a similar grievance. And this is why the idiot Stephen Miller, the Nazi-looking pasty-faced bastard, he said, "What's happening with Taylor Swift is not organic." So conservatives claim that the billionaire superstar is secretly a political operative that come after a remarkable apolitical year from Swift. So in 2022, she tweeted her disappointment with the overturning of Roe versus Wade, like many women across the country, even in red states, but she hasn't done all that much since. So in October 2022, Swift posted on Instagram encouraging young people to register to vote on National Voter Registration Day. And as a result, over 35,000 people did so, contributing to a 23% increase in overall registrations. So Taylor Swift's call to action was distinctly nonpartisan. So she didn't say, hey, go out there, register, vote Democrat. She said, just go out there and register and make sure you vote. And Republicans, especially the men in the Republican Party, you know, like panicked. And they still panic today. So why all this fuss? Do conservative men just hate seeing a girl boss winning, or maybe a post by one of Donald Trump's dear Fulton County co-defendants can give us some idea of what was going on? Jeff Clark, he tweeted, quote, "This is what happens when we cede culture to the left. Brainless youth raising themselves on Taylor Swift's saccharine bland music and that washing over into the serious world of politics." So I guess people like what's his name, Kid Rock, and what next idiot name, Ted Nugent, can spew all their bullshit, but when a woman, a talented woman Taylor Swift say her thing, she must shut her mouth. Self-made billionaire, you know, compared to Ted Nugent and to Kid Rock, you know? So, I mean, they can hate Taylor Swift all they want, but I'm sure that when the time comes, Taylor Swift would come on to social media networks and say, "Here, what people, this is either the death of democracy or we have the last election in American history if Donald Trump is elected to a second non-consecutive term." So tonight's topic, season 6, episode 32, USA, a democracy, if we can keep it. That is the title. And in your estimation, Lori, what is the worst thing you think Donald Trump ever did? Not in just his presidency, but his life. That's such a loaded question.
You know, just being himself. And I think that the worst thing about him is that he sees no one let's say he's having a conversation with someone. This is my opinion of what I see. And if they say to him, hi, Mr. Trump, are you having a good day today? How are you? You know, he would probably say, oh, yeah, it's a great day, and then just walk away. Never would he ask that person, are they having a nice day? Or, you know, if they were ill, you know, are you feeling better? Or can I help you with something? There, those words would probably never, ever enter his mind nor read his lips. He is a man that thinks about himself, the orange monster. I don't even think he cares about his grandchildren. I don't think he has love for his kids. I think they are just commodities. I do.
Yeah.
And that itself is such, it just tells the story of how evil he is, how self-centered he is, how narcissistic he is, and how he can't get over himself. Everything that he does, it was his idea, and he did it the best, no matter what. It's a losing strategy as a human being. Because he's not human.
For me, the worst thing Donald Trump ever did was when his brother was suffering and dying because of alcoholism in the hospital.
Yep.
And when Donald took over the company that his father created by looting from people and being a bastard, I guess father like son, you know, when the brother died, or before the brother died, Donald took his brother off of health care coverage. And when he died, Mary Trump, which was her father, Mary Trump's father, when he died, Donald Trump took his inheritance that was supposed to be given to his daughter, Mary, and took it for himself.
This is
the type of person that Donald Trump is. He is a fascistic rat bastard who don't belong in the White House or anywhere near politics. He's not a Christian.
Yep.
And I would disagree with our caller, Rich from California, last night, where, you know, he's the lesser of two evils. You know, he's just downright, plain, disgusting evil. You know, and any woman or any gay person or any immigrant who turned citizen in the United States who can vote, if you vote for this man, you're complicit to the fact that he's putting a fascist back in the White House, and shame on you. You know, people like that disgust me. You know, and the LGBTQ people who support Donald Trump and even the Republican Party, a lot of cabin Republicans, what are you doing? Seriously, what the hell are you doing? These people want to see LGBTQ people murdered, killed. You know, in South Carolina, they want to write a bill and put it into law that says if a woman have an abortion for any reason, whether rape, incest, or her life is in danger, if she dying, then if you have an abortion, you should die. That's not being pro-life. That's being pro-death.
No.
You know, these Republicans are not the Republicans of Abraham Lincoln or the party of Ike anymore. They've gone on deep end. And God forbid if Reagan was still alive and even Nixon was still alive, if they try to run for president or any office, because compared to today's Republican Party, to yesteryear's Republican Party, it is fascism on steroids. You know, and Nixon and Reagan wouldn't stand a chance to, you know, run for the Republican Party the way it has morphed into this right-wing fringe lunatic party. So we're going to take some calls on everything. And, you know, the number is 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. Remember to visit kitchenpolitics123.com. We'll have merchandise up for sale soon. You're saying something else, Lori.
I was just going to say there's one more thing that people should know about him in a book that I read. When his father had, of course, he had the Trump Towers, et cetera, et cetera, and he had that business. And he was, as he got older, he had dementia, and he would have days where, and he still worked through it, he worked, and he would have days where he was not on task, and he would have days where he was sharp. Well, there was a will that was made out for the family, and the Orange Turd knew about the will. And he had gone into his father's office the one day, and he wanted to talk his father into taking everyone off the will, his sisters, his brothers, everybody off the will, and leave everything to him. Now, that day, went in, he got the will, changed it, and his father walked in and asked him what he was doing. He told him, and his father said, absolutely not. He was having a good day then. So if his father was not having a good day that day, he may have agreed to change the will and leave everything to Trump. Now, think about that. That is how evil he is, that he would take away money from his sisters. I think he had two sisters and a brother, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Two brothers.
Yes.
And so he didn't care one way or another. He was gonna find a way to take them off the will. And then he would get everything.
Yeah.
So think about that, people, before you vote for this piece of crap.
Yeah. And as Liz Cheney, the former congresswoman number 3 in the House of Representatives in the Republican Party said, America is sleepwalking with a dictatorship. And apparently Trump has already locked up the nomination, and he's leading Joe Biden both national and battleground states. But interestingly, a couple of polls came out today showing Joe Biden 4 points ahead in critical swing states like Michigan and Wisconsin and other states. You know, so, you know, it's going to be a back and forth, you know, going up the election day and everything. And like I say, posing in the question, should polls be taken seriously as one question? So we're going to have Elaine from Michigan. Hello, Elaine. What's cooking tonight?
Hi, Elaine.
Good evening. I am a very Christian liberal.
Okay.
I decided to add that because of yesterday's broadcast.
Okay.
I am very much a Christian, and I'm very much liberal.
So am I. I am a Christian liberal as well. You know, I was thinking about something from last night's conversation. You know, he, you know, called us baby killers. And then Elaine brought up the story about the border in Texas and the two children and the mother that drowned because they couldn't get over. You know, they drowned and they didn't get any help. And it didn't even faze him. He ignored the whole conversation as far as that went. But he is for a young girl or a woman getting raped from a family member, from, you know, a cousin, from, you know, just a rapist in general, and still have to carry that because we are baby killers. Now, he could not attach his brain far enough. He couldn't think far enough to see that Republicans do not care about children or mothers. They let that family drown in the Rio Grande. What the hell? So what kind of a person is that? And all he said last night, at least 20 times, that he was a Christian. No, you're not, Rich. And I hope you call back, because the next time you call back, I will tell you right away, you are not a Christian man. You are Satan. That's it.
Yes, indeed.
We won't be nice to him next time.
So the thing, is that when Taylor Swift attended the Kansas City go ahead, Lori.
I was just going to add one more thing. You know, we usually do not take calls in the length that we took the call last night, because these people are, in my opinion, lost down the rabbit hole. They're just gone. They're gone. They have no brain. But I thought maybe, because he is kind of, you know, he's kind of intelligent when he talks. He sounds a little bit like he knows what he's saying. But no more, because there is no fixing these people. They are so brainwashed that there's no fixing. So So
he was downright evil.
Huh?
He was downright evil.
Yeah.
He thought it was. He was thought it was absolutely. In fact, he was in full laughter when he said that Jill Biden had COVID three times. He thought that was hilarious.
Yeah,
and
he did.
To me, that's not Christian. That's evil.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I am a liberal Christian.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A definite liberal Christian with a heart.
Yes. Yes. Okay,
ahead,
so, you know, what went down, remember when Kansas City Chiefs played against the Chicago Bears at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City? That was Taylor Swift's first game, going for the Kansas City Chiefs game. And, you know, it was rumored at the time that she's been in the early stages of a relationship with Travis Kelce. That's the Chiefs tight end. He'll be in the Super Bowl. Good luck to him on the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, coincidentally, Kelce has recently drawn the ire of Republicans for doing something that's not only remotely controversial in normal circles. He posted an ad for Pfizer to his Instagram account and you know, one day, encouraging people to get COVID-19 booster shots. You know, so why would conservatives go crazy over that? You know, vaccine saves lives. You know, Donald Trump, when he was there, did nothing to alleviate COVID. You know, he was telling people to inject themselves with bleach and shine light and you know, take horse tranquilizer pills or deworming pills. You know, all sorts of nonsense. And nearly a million people died because of his bullshit. You know, so for people to follow Donald Trump, there's something wrong with you. You're mentally unstable. And, you know, just like your leader, your dear leader, your Führer, Donald Trump, you need to be in asylum in a straitjacket with padded cell because nothing Donald Trump says or the right-wing Republicans say makes sense. Lauren Boebert, for example, a couple of months back was at this conference and she was speaking about how the Constitution shouldn't be over the Bible and the Bible should guard or guide what laws should be made by Congress and even state houses. It should be based off the Bible. No, the forefathers who created this great country, you know, they said that, you know, because of religious persecution, running away from the British, coming to this country is freedom of religion. There's not going to be a national religion. And yet still people like Boebert, Bobo the Clown, as I call her, the loser that she is, want to push this right-wing evangelical agenda. They've been at it since the 1950s and early 1960s when Fred Koch from Koch Industries, Charles and David Koch's father, had tons of money, you know, going against JFK and Democrats. And that's when the whole rigmarole and garbage started, you know, in great earnest by these right-wingers. So before we move on, I'm going to play a clip by Senator Marsha Blackburn, and she's running for re-election in 2024, and this is one of the people Taylor Swift spoke out against and saying that she's dangerous for America. And this is Marsha Blackburn, you know, talking her usual nonsense.
We have a socialistic government. If we have Marxism, you are going to be the first ones who will be cut off because the state would have to approve your music. And, you know, Taylor Swift came after me in my 2018 campaign, but Taylor Swift would be the first victim of that because when you look at Marxist socialist societies, they do not allow women to dress or sing or be on stage or to entertain, or the type music that she would have. They don't allow protection of private intellectual property rights.
And that is rubbish. That's not socialism. She's mixing up with Islamic fundamentalism because Islam don't allow, like in Afghanistan, they don't allow music and dancing and what have you. You know, so she don't know what she's talking about. She don't know what socialism is. And she's saying it's communist and what have you. Communism and socialism are two different goddamn things, Michelle Blackburn. You know, get a life. You know, get some knowledge before you talk crap.
Yeah. Wacko. Absolute wacko.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
just to move on for a moment, over the weekend we had three soldiers that were killed, American troops
mm-hmm.
that were killed Sunday in a drone strike in
mm-hmm.
northeast Georgia, the Syrian border. And then
mm-hmm.
they said, I heard two different things. I heard 25 were injured severely, and then I also heard 40. I don't know which is correct. And so this is what President Biden said about it. President Joe Biden said Sunday that the U.S. shall respond after three American troops were killed and a dozen more were injured in an overnight drone strike in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. President Biden blamed the Iran-backed militias for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strikes by such groups against American forces across the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to say, and I quote, "We had a tough day last night in the Middle East. We lost three brave souls in an attack on the bases," he said. After they did a moment of silence, Biden added, "and we shall respond." And I know today that they had,
mm-hmm.
they had meetings yesterday, and they're
mm-hmm.
going to decide their future, what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the answer is to this. I do think they need to respond in some way, being that we had American troops that were killed and injured. And they said the ones that were injured,
mm-hmm.
some of them will probably suffer brain trauma,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, can go along with a lifetime, can, you know, be a lifetime.
Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is an evolving story, and we will
mm-hmm.
see what happens. Very sad,
Indeed.
And my condolences go out to the families of these soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
What they-
mm-hmm. And you know what? We'll hold all those responsible to account of
mm-hmm.
the man in which would choose. And as
mm-hmm.
Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, said,
mm-hmm.
"We'll take all necessary actions to defend the United States or troops and our interests."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
I guess these people in the Middle East who are Islamic fundamentalists didn't learn that after 9/11,
mm-hmm.
we united and we got back Osama bin Laden through the great work of SEAL Team 6 and through the expertise of the Obama administration, because George Bush and Dick Cheney couldn't get Osama bin Laden and his men. So it took a real
mm-hmm.
genius like Obama to set things up and see what he seems
mm-hmm.
to, you know, deliver the fatal blow. And so these
mm-hmm.
Iran-backed militias and terrorists will learn a lesson
mm-hmm.
soon. Like, if you mess with America, then, you know, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Yep.
You kill
yep.
three of ours, we'll kill 10,000 of yours. Okay?
Yeah.
And Iran-backed fighters in East Syria began escalating, are evacuating their posts for United States
mm-hmm.
airstrikes. And a European-based activist, Omar Abu Lele, he heads the Bear Enzor 24-meter outlet. He told Associated Press recently that the areas are a stronghold of Mayadeen and Bukamal, that is the terrorist groups backed by Iran. And the U.S. Central Command
mm-hmm.
said that at least 34 troops were injured by the way of attack drone, you know. And so, you know, we're going to get our revenge. It could take like
mm-hmm.
a week, it could take a couple of years, but
yeah.
we're going to get the revenge, because
yeah,
you mess with one of us, you
mm-hmm.
mess with one of us and puts us in a morgue, we're going to do the same thing but tenfold. Okay? And I'm not saying war is right and everything, but you don't mess with the United States
yeah.
of America like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right. And I think it was a drone strike, and they're
mm-hmm.
trying to, you know, they're investigating it and everything, but still,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's sad that, you know, three Americans were killed and all those were injured. And they're not
mm-hmm.
the first ones. There's been a couple other strikes where Americans were injured as well. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. You're right. They, you know, they took
mm-hmm.
a step too far. Mm-hmm. Now the next
and what
talk about
what fear is now if and when, huh? Not if but when will the retaliation is that is going to escalate a war in the Middle East, and you know people like Egypt and Jordan and Syria will
mm-hmm.
you know continue fueling these rebel fighters against the United States who are backed by Iran, you know, so
mm-hmm.
they're not, because you know Israel is on our side. And a couple of other,
mm-hmm.
you know, countries in NATO, you know, is on our side. And the sheer
mm-hmm.
firepower alone could, you know, like, devastate the Middle East and flatten it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not saying I want that to happen, but they're not messing
yeah.
with us. You know, they think Joe Biden is like a soft punk and can run, you know, and talk to anywhere, just like
mm-hmm.
Trump was when Putin, you know, gave him that power. You know, he gave Putin that power to, like, treat him like a little bitch, because that's what Donald Trump is. He's a little bitch. You know, we
yep.
saw when the summit in Helsinki, Finland, where there was no note-taker or translator. And coming out of that meeting,
mm-hmm.
we saw what a little bitch Donald Trump was, cowering. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you ever seen a dog that's scared and have the tails between
mm-hmm.
the legs and, you know, like, have a hunch over look? That's how Donald Trump, that's how pathetic he looked
mm-hmm.
when he came out to that meeting
yep.
with Vladimir Putin. So Putin has a lot
mm-hmm.
of things on him, you know, and
mm-hmm.
from the 80s to the 2000s and probably beyond, Donald Trump has been known to work with the Russian mafia and these deals with different banks in Europe, because no American bank would lend him money. And he inflated
mm-hmm.
his prices to say, yeah, I am rich. I have this amount of money, this amount of assets.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him, you know, X amount of interest, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's not coming back to haunt him, because the $330 million that was awarded to him recently in the Eugene Carroll case, you know, because he lied on paper saying he's worth
mm-hmm.
X amount, they hit him
mm-hmm.
really hard for defamation, you know,
mm-hmm.
and one would think that Donald Trump would learn from his mistakes. But the very next day, he came out with 93 different things about Eugene Carroll. So I hope Eugene
mm-hmm.
Carroll bring him back to court and sue for more defamation. That was so sweet. That was so, you know, that would justice serve, because Donald Trump is a moron. You know, Donald Trump
mm-hmm.
is an idiot. And he's going around with his Nazi riders around the country saying, you know, goat, sheep, human, that. That doesn't
mm-hmm.
make you intelligent. You know, you,
mm-hmm.
shit yourself up on stage. People around you don't want to be around you because you wear diapers. And God help the person who changed those diapers for Donald Trump. I wouldn't want
yep.
that job. Trump is a horrible
no.
human being. And I wish I could say what
yep.
I really want to say on here, but Blog Talk Radio and Yankasov, and I don't want no men
yep.
in black come knocking on the door. You know, Donald
yeah.
Trump is a piece of shit. You know, he's
mm-hmm.
lower than a piece of shit. That's how bad I have dislike for
mm-hmm.
this man. What kind of idea?
Yep. You're not the only one. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
the next thing I think that is an important issue, and it's not only an issue because of our border problem. The other issue is that the Republican Party, the MAGAs that are in there right now, really
mm-hmm.
don't want to fix it. They want to get as close as they can to fixing it and then
mm-hmm.
not do anything. Because the whole idea is, as we all know, for them to blame Biden and for Biden to fail. So, but we have their number. We understand what their motives are. And so what President Biden did is that he told them, He told Johnson, he told them that if they bring him a bill for the border, for the U.S.-Mexico border, that he
mm-hmm.
will shut the border. That's how far President Biden will go temporarily fix that problem
mm-hmm.
and to get money for Ukraine. Ukraine
mm-hmm.
is running out of ammunition, out of artillery, out of guns, out of, you know, everything that they need to keep going
food.
And fighting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
their goal is to give Ukraine nothing, because
mm-hmm.
they don't care if Russia takes them over, which is the
mm-hmm.
dumbest thing they could do. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I guess we have to wait and see, you know, mm-hmm. what this bipartisan bill, what it's mm-hmm. going to say, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if President Biden signs it, that would be great. But I have
yeah.
a feeling it's not going to get that far.
Yeah, because Speaker Johnson has no testicles. Is even
mm-hmm.
worse than Kevin McCarthy in terms of kissing Trump's ass.
Yep.
And a bipartisan
yep.
bill would be good for America. It would help fix the broken immigration system and allow speedy access to those who deserve to be here. You know, so Congress
mm-hmm.
needs to get this thing done. And it would give Biden as president the emergency authority to shut down the border until it can get back under control. If
mm-hmm.
if that bill were to be law today, Biden will shut down the borders right now and fix it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They can have comprehensive immigration reform. We can, like, process
mm-hmm.
the people that are here illegally to get a green card, make sure the citizenship go through and do the process
mm-hmm.
A due manner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what Republicans don't want that because the fear that, you know, Democrats will get the credit for, you know, naturalizing people and getting them green cards and everything. But what Republicans mm-hmm. and Trump want is people from Norway, Denmark, Sweden, you know, the Scandinavian countries, the white countries mostly, to get citizenship
mm-hmm.
so to say, they can say, hey, you know, we're building up the white race or the white people, the
mm-hmm.
Caucasians, because slowly mm-hmm. but surely, the 76% majority white in America by 2045, it'd be even much lower. And by 2045, according to the labor statistics, labor department, it says America is going to become a minority-majority country. And that is what Donald Trump and Republicans fear, you know, losing that white privilege that they have since 1776 till now, where women coming
mm-hmm.
in, where immigrants coming in, where gays, you know, getting power and influence. You know, and they hate that. They want to be on top of the heap and basically piss on
mm-hmm.
people, say, hey, I'm above
mm-hmm.
you. I'm a white man, Anglo-Saxon American. I'm a Christian. So, you know, to hell with everybody else. You know?
Yeah.
And this is not what America's about. This is a great experiment since 1776. And we try to
mm-hmm.
evolve as the world evolves. We're in the 21st century now, not in the 1800s where, you know, women didn't have a right to vote, where black people were enslaved and didn't have a right to vote,
mm-hmm.
where Native mm-hmm. Americans were kicked off their land and displaced
mm-hmm.
elsewhere. You know, this
yeah.
country has a lot to answer for. And if we don't win this
mm-hmm.
election in 2024 and, you know, try to get by the state house and the state senates and the governor's mansions, then they,
mm-hmm.
Republicans, will rewrite history and whitewash it. You know,
mm-hmm.
already in Texas, the history book saying, oh, you know, the Africans came as guests. No,
mm-hmm.
they were brought
and
here against their will in chains
yep.
across the sea
mm-hmm.
and, you know, whipped and beaten and raped
yep.
and whatever else. They weren't coming
mm-hmm.
as guests. You know, what the hell is wrong with Texas? It's either
yep.
Texas and Florida. Those two states are vying for, like, you know, the redheaded stepchild of America. They're so odd and ignorant and standoutish in a bad
yep.
way that it makes America
mm-hmm.
look stupid. And not all
yep.
Americans share those views with Floridians
mm-hmm.
and Texans. They're so backward
no.
and ignorant in their thinking. And they're saying, oh, you know, if the Civil War, we would have won. They're still bitter about the Civil War. Yeah, okay, get
mm-hmm.
over it. Get over it.
Yep.
You know?
That's right. So the thing is about this bill, just to go on about the bill for a moment, Trump has
mm-hmm.
already told them to kill the bill.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want the border bill to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Insanity is running
mm-hmm.
deep. I mean, he's
mm-hmm.
already made it known that he
yeah.
told them to kill the bill. So
mm-hmm.
this is what it says. Republican and Democratic senators are taken to the airwaves, scrambling to pass severe restrictions on migrants flooding across the U.S.-Mexico border. There's just one thing. Their plan is all but dead. And this
mm-hmm.
is why it matters. The Senate might
mm-hmm.
pass the plan, which would be one of the harshest immigration bills of the century. President Biden is ready to sign it. but House Republicans, egged on by the orange turd, already are planning to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Clay is a legal immigrant, has rocketed to the top of voters' concerns, and Biden has become increasingly desperate for a solution. And I don't know if he's desperate for a solution or if he wants to find a way to fix two problems at once, meaning Ukraine right now and the border. I think Ukraine really weighing heavy on his mind because he knows what can happen there as far as Russia dominating them. I think that's part of, you know, what he's thinking. And then it goes on to say that Trump and conservative Republicans see a political opportunity to squeeze Biden and the Democrats on the issue. And then Trump say, it's not going to happen, and I'll fight it all the way, Trump said Saturday in Nevada. So,
Yeah, the thing Trump is so beholden to Putin and Russia. You know, if he were president, God forbid, he would appease them. And who knows if Russia and Putin take over Ukraine and make it part of Russia again, who next will they invade? Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, who's next door? Would they invade Poland and try to take over our country? There's no stopping them, and there's no appeasement. Why? Because it happened in past history, 70 years ago, when Nazism and Adolf Hitler, you know, just overtook countries across Europe. And the dividing line, the line that he shouldn't cross, was invading Poland in September 1939. So it's history repeating itself, basically. And that's why I have to keep Trump away from the White House as president, because, you know, Putin has a bad look at testicles, if he has any testicles. You know, what do you think, Susie, from Michigan? What's your take on all this?
Oh, my God. If we don't take care of Ukraine, we're going to have World War III, because they'll have to, because Russia won't stop. And the voting thing, oh, my God, it scares the crap out of me. But more and poor people are hearing this week, they're talking about the border bill that's there, and the Republicans refuse to hold, you know, pass anything. They want to hold Biden hostage, more or less. In all the regular news, and more people are learning about it, which is a good thing, how crazy those MAGAs are. Even their own people, own Republicans are coming out. The guy that helped write the bill, that it is a super uber conservative, wants that bill passed. And yet, you know, crazies like Boebert and Green and those other ones want to stop it just for Trump. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It's border thing. The border really wouldn't shut down under this new deal because trade would still continue. People who are citizens and legal residents could continue to go back and forth between Mexico and the United States. And Biden is referencing an expulsion authority being negotiated by the lawmakers that would automatically kick in on days when illegal border crossings reach more than 5,000 over a five-day average across the southern border, which is currently seeing as many as 10,000 people crossing per day. So the authority shut down asylum screenings for those who cross illegally. Migrants could still apply at ports of entry until crossing dipped below 3,500 per day. But these are estimates, and the final tally hasn't been ironed out yet. So, you know, basically what Trump and his MAGA Republicans want to do is not make anything happen because, according to Mitch McConnell, Trump is going to run on immigration. That's like the backbone of his campaign. He's going to do a thing that Hitler and Joseph Goebbels did in the 1930s against the Jews. But instead of Jews, you're going to blame Mexicans, saying, oh, you know, these people are rotten people. And, you know, rapists and murderers and, you know, spoiling the blood of America. are contaminating the blood of America. And it's his words, you know. It came out of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf playbook. It came out of, what's his name, Mussolini, you know. I mean, it couldn't be more black and white what this man, this tyrant, this wannabe dictator Donald Trump is trying to do. You know, divide and conquer. And Russia, in the meantime, is having fun.
It's also hurting our economy because, you know, where I live, it's fruit country, cherries, peaches, plums, apples, that farmers can't find people to pick the fruit because the American kids don't want to do it. You know, you used to pick your fruit on your daddy's farm. Well, they don't want to do it anymore. They'd rather play baseball or whatever. And we need them. We need them to have the immigrant worker passes, you know, that they come in and do jobs that nobody else will do. And, you know, they're trying to stop that. Also, they don't want to spend the money to protect it. Let the people do their immigration papers in their own country at an American embassy and come here legally. Get the judges to be there and say, okay, you're qualified. We did your background check. You're a criminal. You go back. You know, that kind of thing. You know, go through all the people that are coming here. Instead, these poor people are, you know, in desperate straits coming here. They got to set the rules straight. They have to set up the way it is administered. You got to be kind to people, but you don't have to let everybody in. You should, you know, but it costs money to go through and figure out who should come and who shouldn't. And they won't give them a plug nickel. So how are you supposed to stop this stuff?
I know something to Susie. Trump threatened to shut down the border when he was president. And, you know, that included trade and traffic in an effort to force Mexico to do more to stem the flow of migrants. But he didn't follow through, though, because, you know, he's like a bitch, as I said earlier. And the talks was heavily criticized by Democrats who said it was a draconian and xenophobic move if he did that. And the problem we had with that is that Trump, if he did that, you know, his border policies were inhumane.
Yeah, and separating children from their parents. That is
horrible. Yes, putting them in cages and what have you. You know, and that's even keeping track of which
damn wall. Did you see how they're cutting through the wall? That all those millions of dollars for what?
Yes, yes, for what? That Mexican will pay for, you know? And Mexico will never pay for a wall like that. You know, so it's all ridiculous, really. In theory, you know, Joe Biden as president has a strong argument for limited asylum claims and restricting crossing. But the effort, if he tried that, would be almost certainly be challenged in the court and would be far more likely to be blocked or curtailed dramatically without a congressional law backing the new changes. So Donald Trump could do and say anything he wanted as president. But when Joe Biden and Democrats actually try to do something, Republicans kill it, the MAGA Republicans kill it. You know, so they don't mean well for America. You know, and these people should be voted out. You know, they should be voted out.
All they
they
should be voted out. I agree. And all they are for big corporations getting bigger and bigger and screw the little people and step all over immigrants. That's all they give a crap about. That's all. Power and money and screw everybody else.
Don't forget pro-life.
Pro-life, my ass.
Take kids away
from their parents. Don't help anybody that's poor. Heaven forbid if that woman has that baby she can't afford. You can't help her and give her food stamps or find her a job or a place to live. That's not humane, right? Is that more humane than having the, you know, getting rid of the kid if you can't afford it?
Exactly. You know, so what do you
think
about
all upside down and stupid? I don't get. Yeah. I mean, we're going to hell in a handbasket. You know, I'm really
worried. What do you think is a proposed? What is the outlook for the proposed deal as is now? Do you think it's going to die, or do you think that enough Republicans will say, "Okay, Trump, fuck you. We're going to go to Democrats and try, you know, start working on comprehensive immigration reform."
Well, I think that a few more Republicans that are working on the bill and have been negotiating with Biden are coming forth and saying stuff. And that, like that guy today, mm-hmm. I forget his name, the blonde guy. He, mm-hmm. yeah, everybody was surprised he came out and said, we got to have this, and Trump is full of shit, more or less. And mm-hmm. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. If that guy did it, other ones will do mm-hmm. it, and hopefully it'll get passed. We need it. There's no excuse not mm-hmm. to now. The bill is there. You've been saying you want
talking.
It. We've given it to you.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Senator James Langford. He's a Republican from Oklahoma. He was on Fox News Sunday, you know, and he pushed for months after, you know, months of pushing for border security and clamoring for a deal tied to the Ukraine aid. And, you know, Langford is a Trump Republican, and he's mm-hmm. saying that he wants this deal. But recently, Speaker Johnson said that legislation would have been dead on arrival in the House.
I know.
So once
they,
again,
they
got to
get rid of
Johnson.
He isn't worth anything.
Johnson,
I mean,
went
he's so Christian and has porno watching with his kid. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's real Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so Johnson went to Mar-a-Lago and, you know, kissed Trump's ring and, you know, probably mm-hmm. parted his butt cheeks and kissed his ass, though. You know, mm-hmm. and came up with a statement saying that it's probably dead on arrival. So these Republicans, once again, don't care about America, don't give a damn about health care, about immigration, about women, about LGBTQ, about being anything to make America better. It's sickening. It's frightening.
Oh, and impeaching. They want to impeach Mayorkas? Because he's breaking some laws? And I said, what laws?
Yeah.
There ain't no laws he broke. Just because they want to get rid of them and disrupt the immigration process. Because
mm-hmm.
he's working on a deal with the Republicans. Yeah. Mayorka, is that his name?
Yeah, he's the Secretary of Homeland Security. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and they want to impeach him today.
Yeah, I think we lost Elaine. I don't know if she hung up or what, but... I hope she called back and everything because, you know, we enjoy when she calls and contributes and everything.
Yeah.
Bethany mm-hmm. calling from Flint, Michigan. Hello, Bethany. What's cooking tonight?
Oh, hi, Bethany.
Flint, Michigan, you're live on air. Hello, hello.
This is Doris in Flint. I don't know if someone else is calling.
Oh, Doris.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Doris, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just got in.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm just getting in, and I see you're just talking about whatever. But mm-hmm. I'll listen a little bit while I hear what you're saying.
So Doris, basically, we're talking about USA, a democracy, if we can keep it. And we're talking, mm-hmm. the latest thing we're talking about is Donald Trump on his border deal, where he's trying to sabotage Joe Biden and any negotiations happening to have, you know, border security and less people coming across the borders and everything.
Right.
You know, so Republicans like James Langford, the senator from Oklahoma, and, you know, trying to work with Democrats for weeks now, you know, trying
mm-hmm.
to have some start to comprehensive immigration reform. And it should be tied in with the Ukrainian spending bill where it will give more money to Ukraine and more ammunition and weapons to stave off Russian aggression, you know? And Trump, because he's going to run on immigration mostly, that's the backbone of his campaign, and he's going to draw Hitler and Mussolini saying, oh, yeah, the immigrants are the problems, the Mexicans, we have to stop these Mexicans, these dirty, rapist Mexicans, you know? His words, not
mm-hmm.
mine. So this is where we're reaching a conversation. And earlier, we spoke about the influence of Taylor Swift and what a great, fabulous job she's doing in informing Generation Xers and millennials of the importance of going out there and registering to vote. She didn't say, oh, go vote Democrat. She said, go out there, register to vote because your vote matters. And, you know, Republican men, their pants is in a twist because they're thinking, oh, geez, how dare this young woman, Taylor Swift, you know, she should be barefoot and pregnant somewhere, you know, and know her role and shut her mouth and not talk. I want to speak when spoken to. And Republicans, especially evangelicals, hate when a powerful young woman who writes her own music, who produces her own thing, you know, and a self-made billionaire, you know, they hate it. you know.
And she gave $500,000 to the community for food or whatever at one of the places she
mm-hmm.
performed.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like mm-hmm. someone that powerful, just like they always talk about George Soros, because he has money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing
mm-hmm.
is, she gives a donation to a local food bank in every city that she has played in, performed
mm-hmm.
in, every single
mm-hmm.
city. They have never disclosed the amount of money, but they did say that it could feed 500,000 people for months upon months. So
right.
It's a lot
mm-hmm.
of money.
And it
you know?
Makes mm-hmm. the other side look bad, because how much do you think Donald Trump has ever donated to anything?
Oh, please.
Nothing.
None.
Yes.
You see some cancer charges
yep.
with Eric Trump, so nothing, basically.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift also gave $1 million bonus to her roadies, the ones that set up her stage and everything,
oh, yeah.
to share
oh,
along
wow.
with them all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
She has
and,
done quite a bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We'll have Elaine back with us and everything. Yes,
oh.
welcome back, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Did you get lost?
So this one GOP congressional candidate, he said that United States suffered from women's suffrage and praised organizations trying to repeal the 19th Amendment. This was in Missouri. It was a congressional candidate. I can't remember the person's name now, you know, but imagine saying something like that. I mean, it's one thing to think it, but to actually say it, you know, where, you know,
that'll make
the
women run
Amendment.
Them right over, huh?
Yeah,
they
but,
no
you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened with the when they got the anti-abortion thing passed, it was the dog caught the car, and look at how many states so far, no matter whether
mm-hmm.
how conservative, have put it in their constitution. So
mm-hmm.
I guess they can't do much about that.
And
mm-hmm.
more for
mm-hmm.
the next election. There's more states doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this person, Gibbs, the founder of a self-described think tank called the Society for Critique of Feminism, and he argued basically that, you know, women do not possess the characteristics necessary to govern, and said men were smarter than women because they were more likely to think logically about broad and abstract ideas in order to deduce a suitable conclusion without relying upon emotional reasoning. Now, who's more emotional than goddamn Donald Trump? This man is unhinged.
When you think about the men who get violent when the woman leaves them and kill them
mm-hmm.
and do horrible things, I think that's pretty emotional.
And who
yes,
starts
is.
All the wars? Men.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Women
mm-hmm.
don't send their kids to war. It's the men.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
today,
I heard Biden
talk about getting
mm-hmm.
the woman's wages up to where men is. It's still 83%
mm-hmm.
of a man's
mm-hmm.
wage for the same job. We haven't had the Equal Right Amendment passed yet. It's
right.
been
mm-hmm.
the 60s, for
God's
sake.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of emotions, look at Brett Kavanaugh when, during his hearing, you know, he got emotional. You know? Did Jackson get emotional? Did any of the females were under the hearing get emotional? You know, not even Anita Hill got emotional. You saw the shit that she went through, you know?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
oh, I like Bear Kavanaugh and start crying. I mean, that's
yeah.
what's more emotional than that, you know? And it's so unstable how Donald Trump, you know, gets so emotional when Nikki Haley, you know, give him a good run for his money in New Hampshire. Because she was 40, 50 points down, and she came back. You get what I'm saying? You know, so
why
Republican
won't he
men
debate anybody? Because he has no program, and he can't answer. He can't think
mm-hmm.
on his feet anymore.
He's not man
mm-hmm.
enough, I guess.
He's too stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
And like I said, I keep going back to it. Donald Trump is like a bitch. He's Putin's bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
And China. And Korea.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea.
And
mm-hmm.
Orban.
Yep.
Right.
And Netanyahu. Lori. They got along great. Remember, he got along great with Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yes,
yes. And Lori, what do you think last year I think January or February last year, Missouri House adopted, the Republican-led House, adopted a new dress code for women requiring them to wear clothes that cover their arms. Now, they're trying to legislate what women wear. I mean, what the hell is happening?
I know. It's just,
you know,
one more thing.
I mean, that's so important. I mean, what about Ukraine, healthcare, education, you know, all that stuff. That's more important than do you wear short sleeves or not. Gee, many
questions.
Well, see,
it reminds me. It reminds me of A Handmaid's Tale, where, you know, if you ever seen that movie or even read the book, you know, men trying to legislate and, you know, basically rule women and tell them what to do and how to dress and, you know, assign roles and what have you. It's disgraceful. Mm-hmm. This is not what America's about and everything. And
well,
Republicans need to be voted out to show as an example.
Mm-hmm. They're just trying to undermine the women there, you know, and get them angry, get them to try to argue with them, and then just make them, you know, get them so angry so that they get emotional, and then they can say, see what they do?
Mm-hmm.
They get all emotions.
We're going to come out and vote them out of office.
You better
mm-hmm.
believe it.
You don't
mm-hmm.
mess with the ladies.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Now, there's another thing that I wanted to talk about this evening. This really kind of really made me very upset. Kentucky Republicans aim to legalize force against homeless trespassers. This is what their next thing that they're going to do in Kentucky. A new Republican-backed bill in the Kentucky legislature has been accused by critics of trying to legalize deadly physical force against the homeless in certain scenarios. The bill,
mm-hmm.
dubbed Safer Kentucky Act, but officially
mm-hmm.
known as HB5, was introduced in the Kentucky legislature last week by Republican State Rep Jared Bowman, and has already garnered 52 co-sponsors with a vote set to take place next week. The bill includes a sweeping number of provisions, but critics of it spotlight on its anti-homeless measures. HB5
mm-hmm.
includes provisions that deem the use of force justifiable against homeless people camping on their property if they believe
mm-hmm.
that the criminal trespass, robbery, or unlawful camping is occurring on said property. Going further, the bill also deems deadly physical force justifiable
mm-hmm.
if a defendant believes a homeless individual is attempting to dispossess or rob them of their property or committing arson.
Oh, my God.
And then it says, while introducing the bill, Bowman defended its provisions and insisted that HB5 is intended to focus on accountability for serious criminal behavior. Yes, this is by a homeless person, by the way. Critics, meanwhile, have warned that it will result in unnecessary violence and death. Well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine, what do you think about that, Bill?
Oh, I think that's horrible. I mean, my God, you're homeless. You don't have anything. So you're in a parking lot in a car. You've got all your possessions with you. You're bundled up. I can't. Again, this is Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Christian? Well, I'm glad I'm a liberal Christian. This is not Christian.
No.
This mm-hmm. is terrible. I mean, it's bad enough you're homeless. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
I just read an article in our local paper here that talked about homelessness and stuff and how many of the people that are homeless have mental problems, right?
Right.
And they can't hold on a job and so forth. And they were saying, this is why they closed all the mental institutions, supposedly because they were inhumane. They warehoused people with mental problems, fed and clothed them, gave them things to do and stuff like that. But that was inhumane. But it's better to throw them on the streets so they live in tents and freeze in the winter. And, you know, we have a couple of shelters here. We used to have, which is now all condos and fancy shops, a great big mental place. And there was another one in Mount Pleasant, and they closed that one down. So where did all those people go? Where did they all go? They said, we'll have individual clinics and little houses. They never did that. Mm-hmm. They just threw them out, and that was the end of it. And now they want, you know, these poor people have no choice. They're living on the street. Or if they have a catastrophic illness, you know, in the family, they pay their medical bills because they don't want to die, and then they lose their house. And, you know, housing is so cheap nowadays, they got no place to go. Fault of their own. But that's good. That's government for you, our government. That doesn't happen in Europe. Everybody is entitled to a place to live. They take care of them from the time you're born to the time you die. And, you know, people pay taxes and the businesses pay taxes, but they are still living a good life. And people are taken care of. Their medicines are cheap. Their hospitalization and doctors are free. So why can't we do it? We're the richest country in the world, and we treat our people like crap.
Because Republicans and right-wingers think that's socialism. Plain and simple.
Whatever that is, huh?
The demonized socialism. They don't know what the hell socialism is.
They don't want to tax the rich to pay for it. That's why. Oh, they need the extra billion, you know? They can't afford to pay $1 billion out of $14 billion a year they make, right, in taxes. That's ridiculous.
You know, the other thing is, the other thing is that I think about is why are they targeting homeless people? Why? I mean,
because it doesn't look pretty to have them on your streets.
Since when have you heard of a homeless person killing somebody or hurting somebody, unless they're trying to protect themselves? I mean, that is like picking on the vulnerable, the most
vulnerable. They're bullies. They're bullies, and then you got an easy victim.
Exactly.
It's terrible. Where did these people come from? Where did these Christian Republicans come from? Where?
They were born in the United States or got citizenship, and they live here.
In the gates of hell.
Oh, and they're so Christian. What did Jesus Christ say? Take care of the lesser of you, right? It's in the Bible. I don't read the Bible, but I know that's in there. You're supposed to take care of the poor. We're not taking care of our poor. We're not helping anybody. It's all about the money and power, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and to answer Rich asked us, you know, what has Joe Biden done since assuming the presidency? Well, let's just name the big accomplishments. Inflation Reduction Act, that was passed. The American Rescue Plan, that was passed. The PACT Act for veterans and their families, that was passed. Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, passed. Confirmation of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice, passed. Ratified the Ascension Protocols for Sweden to join Finland and Finland to join NATO. CHIPS and the Science Act, bipartisan infrastructure law, executive orders protecting reproductive rights, 9.5 million jobs added since taking office, well, it's 14 million now. He rallied our allies in support of Ukraine, and he moved people with, you know, health insurance and helped a lot of elderly because they're going to pay tons of money, like almost $2,000 in prescription drugs. That was cut down to $35 a year or something.
Oh, for
like
the insulin. You know, the insulin.
Yeah, for the insulin. Yeah.
But
so
only
Biden
for the seniors,
all
not the rest of the people. But yeah,
isn't that interesting? Why not
Joe
the rest?
I know.
Yeah, Joe Biden
because
has done all these
they
things.
They can't afford it and they die without it.
Yeah.
They'll probably expand it. They will.
Yeah, I wasn't finished talking.
Oh, if we get rid of Trump and the Republicans, that's why.
Yeah, I was making a point, but I still didn't finish my point, but that's okay. Okay, moving right along.
Getting back to the homeless, there's two kinds of homeless. There is the person who is normal. What I mean by normal is they do not have a mental problem. They have lost their job. They have lost their house. 99 times out of 100, it's because of medical bills.
Yep.
And they need a hand up. And almost 100%, when you address the problem with people that get to be homeless that way, and you help them, you give them that help, they're back into society. The other 50% that are homeless, they are people who, for whatever reason, have problems mentally, and
mm-hmm.
some of them physically. They
mm-hmm.
are so
yeah.
sick that they can't do for themselves. And that
no.
bill in Kentucky, mm-hmm. I'm just sitting here thinking about it. What a horrible thing to do to people. What's next? Is Kentucky going to put them in a determent tank, a determent camp?
I know. It's
I mean,
sad.
That's part of, isn't that part of Trump's list of things to do for people he doesn't like, just put them in a camp?
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
just like Hitler did.
Yep.
And Kentucky's
like
the one that's got a Democratic governor.
Pardon?
Kentucky has a Democratic governor who apparently does a good enough job that he still gets elected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, you know, not all Democrats are good. They can be primaried out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
just because now I'm a Democrat, I'm not going to vote for Jack the Ripper. No way.
No. No. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, the Texas governor put razor wire so people get drowned in the river. And then you put barbed wire so that once they get across, they can't come in. And then you block Biden was going to send the National Guard down, and they said, no, and we're not stopping, and we got our own cops down here.
And a woman and her two kids drowned while the others wouldn't let the Texas ones wouldn't let the other ones intervene, which maybe they have feel a lot of glee with that. I kind of wonder.
I don't know, but it's inhumane. I mean, these people are desperate.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's ways to organize it. So, you know, you bring in the people you want. If you don't want them, you send them back, but you don't mistreat them and, you know, have all this confusion. They're not spending a nickel on it. There's no judges. There's no people to help them with paperwork and so forth. You know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we're such a rich country. Why can't we organize on our borders? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, for the past 30 years, they've not been able to agree on an immigration bill. For the past 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Canada doesn't have any problems with immigrants? Any other country that has problem with immigrants? I mean, I know Italy is getting them from Africa in the boats, and a lot of times the boats capsize and stuff in the Mediterranean. I mean, they're having problems, but you don't see the borders nuts like ours.
Yep.
They they handle the people one way or another, but they're handled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if a few of these billionaires were to get together and, you know, find some property that was, you know, not going to be used, and they can't even buy the property, just some vacant land, you know, acreage somewhere, and, you know, put some plumbing in and a couple streets and build just 800 square foot little homes that are nothing, tin roofs, you know, and a bathroom, a kitchen, a place to sleep. You know, these homeless people could go there and basically they could live there. I mean, maybe that could change a few lives. I know some of the homeless people would not, do not want to do that. You know, they're too far gone and they just can't. But I am sure that there are some that would love a hand up like that, you know, to be
right.
helped in that manner. What would be wrong with that? I mean,
nothing. And you look like up here where vacation land, big houses, old folks retired, the kids can't afford to rent an apartment. It starts at $600 a month. And, you know, forget houses, you know, and cars are expensive. How are they supposed to live? You got a job. I mean, you don't start out with a high-paying job, but even if you bust your ass and have more than one job, you can't afford living expenses. It's ridiculous right now.
No.
And nothing came down because the suppliers that make all the building materials and the builders said, hell, I'm not going to make them cheaper. I just keep my prices up there and make a killing.
Mm-hmm.
Screw the people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here in Michigan, we have Habitat for Humanity.
We have that up here, too.
Yeah, and every once in a while, you know, they will build a home, like, for a veteran. There's one not far from here that they built. Nice home, you know, and they make it all handicap, et cetera, you know, but they, too, need money. You know, if the government would give Habitat for Humanity a little bit of money so that they could help, you know, these people that need the help, you know, maybe we could have, you know, a better society, you know, but, you know, they just complain about these homeless people and they don't want to solve or try to solve the problem. It'll never be 100% solved. We all know that. That's just the way that it will be. But
speaking of homeless people,
they were just doing one thing up here in Leelanau County. And Leelanau County is extremely expensive. It's one of the most expensive counties in Michigan. And they are buying up teeny little houses, you know, old ones, fixing them up. And they let people live in them, but it always belongs to the county. So when you're ready to move on, they give you your money that you put in it back, but the house stays, and they put another family in there. So you can work your way up and better, you know. But the houses that they're fixing, they're doing some Habitat's working with them, but they're even restoring older houses that nobody wants, fixing up the blocks, you know, that kind of thing. But the houses stay in the township ownership. So they can pass it on from family to family. You just can't move in and sell it to somebody else. So these, and I think that might work, you know, if they do more of that.
But we have a president, after he got out, he spent the rest of his life doing that.
Yeah.
David,
what were you
Carter. Jimmy Carter. He started Habitat.
David, what were you going
to say? I was a recipient of living in the projects and how the projects worked. And the projects were built after the war so that the veterans or the people that were home that fell on hard times, because even though there was a war and a lot of people were working and a lot of people made a lot of money, there was a lot of people that didn't. And then when the veterans came home, we were swamped and there wasn't enough jobs. And I remember living in the projects, and I remember my parents talking about how many years they would have. They had to save their money, because when they reached a certain plateau, they had to move, which meant they were doing better. They had to move, and they had to go and buy a house or rent a house somewhere else. We could go back to that. There is no reason why we can't. You have guidelines. You put people back to work. They make the money, they save it, and then they move on, and they become owners of a piece of property. I do not understand the so-called Christian conservatives. Again, and I'm going to keep hounding them. I am a Christian liberal.
Yep.
Or maybe you're the Christian.
Yeah,
I don't see
not.
Anything Christian. I don't see anything Christian about these evangelicals in general.
Well,
no.
I'm doing that to throw it back in their face, because every time you talk to them, I don't care if they say two sentences. They keep saying, I am a Christian conservative.
No, you are a fascist.
I sued yesterday. Every sentence. So
I
now I'm
they call
throw it back at them. I am a liberal and I am a Christian. And if they don't like it, that's too bad. Live with it.
If they're the Christian, they're blaspheming Jesus by their behavior, suggesting that's how Jesus was, frankly.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
We know that's how Hitler did it, you know. He said, you know, white nationalists, big business, blah, 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 screw the little people. Yeah, and put the ones you don't like in concentration camps. That's exactly like they sound.
Okay, so let's move on. So that was very disappointing, Kentucky, when I read that. It makes
Gloria,
me sad.
Gloria, quick question on that. Are they talking about the downtown areas where many of your homeless will try to seek shelter because of the fact that they're on a main drag and they feel semi-safe?
No.
Is that what they're talking about?
No, because from what I read, even if it's on your property, they have the right to do something about it. So maybe if it's on your property, if you own a business, maybe, or if it's on your property, if you have a lot of land, you know what I'm saying? And you don't know that you're on someone's property. So it sounds like it's pretty general, in my opinion. I can send you the article if you want to read it.
I heard recently about a church. It's like family or whatever. And they opened, they're in a downtown area, and I can't remember what state it's in, where they opened it up to these people who need a place to stay. And one thing after another, the mayor and the city, legislators kept trying to make it so they couldn't do it, coming up with something new, coming up with a new regulation. I just can't remember where it was.
It was Indiana or Ohio. I don't remember which state, but it was either Indiana or Ohio.
I mean, just trying to do something to make it difficult for them to stay in business by saying you've got to put this thing on your door. They put it on the door, then they come up with something else. It's just dishonest and cruel.
They closed the church down. They wouldn't let them. They wouldn't let them help the homeless.
Oh, they said it couldn't be open 24 hours.
couldn't be open
24 hours.
Okay, everyone. The next thing I want to talk about this evening is another thing to me that's absolutely insane. When Trump was, when the orange monster, I have to say, was in the White House, the House pharmacy handed out drugs like candy. I mean, this is something new that they are just finding out. And this is by the Rolling Stone. And it goes on to say that the White House pharmacist reportedly distributed uppers and downers like candy to the Trump administration officials during his time in office, according to the new report from the Department of Defense Inspector General. The 80-page document, which was released on January the 8th, found that all phases of the White House medical unit's pharmacy operations had severe and systematic problems due to the unit's reliance on ineffective internal controls to ensure compliance with pharmacy safety standards. And then it went on to say that while Trump lived under the White House roof, the pharmacy reportedly kept messy handwritten records spent lavishly on brand name medications and failed to comply with a slew of federal law and Department of Defense regulations governing the handling, distribution, and disposal of the prescription medication.
And some of it goes on to say that they had Ambien in there. There was what's the other, fentanyl, and some other ones. I saw another article where they listed it. I don't see it listed in here, but I find that to be unbelievable and sickening. So
yeah,
that kind of explains why Trump looks, he probably has drugs still to this day from them, and, you know, you get and looks the way he does. David, what do you think about that?
Nothing. I was just hoping that, you know, they all overdose and die. That's how much I hate these motherfuckers from Trump right now. And, like, you know, when you hear he speaks at his naturalis, every other sentence is, he's like, you know, what is he? Is he doing blow? Is he doing cocaine? What's up, Donald Trump? You know, are you on drugs?
Yep.
Share it, man.
Well,
you know.
Ambien, one of them, David, and then Provigil, Provigil, and then typically both. You know, and then fentanyl.
Yeah, and knowing Donald Trump, probably cocaine, you know. Yeah.
So, like I said, Ambien is a sedative to use to treat insomnia, and Provigil is a stimulant used to treat
narcolepsy. Yeah.
Narcolepsy.
Okay. Both are considered controlled medication. And the witness added, a lot of times senior staff would come by, or their staff representatives would come by the residence clinic to pick it up. And it was very much, hey, I'm here to pick this up for Ms. X or Mr. X. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
And they would just grab a bag of drugs and walk away. That was the Trump White House. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's new, I guess.
Uppers and downers, Yeah, who knows? Probably Donald did cocaine with his son Don Jr. Because Don Jr. is always looking high. I don't know if it was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he looked not high, Donald Trump Jr. is always mine. But Eric is just stupid, plain and simple, you know. So can Nikki Haley give Donald Trump a serious run for his money? South Carolina primary coming up, February 25th, I think. Do you think she's going to go up for a chance in her home state? Or if she don't make a good showing here, it's totally done for her. Should she drop out if she don't make a good showing in South Carolina? Lori?
Well, I don't care if she stays in. I mean, I don't care for her, and I don't want her to win. She's pretty bad. They can stand up. But I don't mind her really getting under Trump's skin.
I don't think she's going to be the nominee. She did say today that she was not dropping out. We know that she's got coke money, so she doesn't have to drop, you know. There's no drop out. I'm sure she's got plenty of money. I guess over the weekend or last week, her family was, what do they call that? When they have, like, the agents go to the house and...
Swatted.
And they were... Huh?
Swatted.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they call and say they're...
Yeah,
you know, like
a SWAT team
shows up. Yes, her parents were home, and they had guns drawn on them. But what she said today is that, you know, what she did talk about what happened, but she didn't go as far as saying that Trump's rhetoric is causing this, because it is.
Oh, of course it is.
She stopped short of that, and I was disappointed in that. You're going to go after him.
She won't even get any more votes. I don't think she'll be the nominee, but she can eat away at his base really well, you know. The more she does that, the better for Biden.
And, you know,
take his focus away, you know, so he can't do his campaigning or help him screw up when he's out there because he can't focus very well.
He won't debate her either, because he knows she'll cut him to pieces because he's a moron.
Well, then people should say, what kind of man is he that your guy can't stand up and, you know, debate? He wouldn't like to hear that, but it's true.
He's got nothing to debate on. He has no program. He doesn't know nothing. The last, he was terrible president, and he's a terrible person. So what he knows, she can cut him to shreds.
Yeah, he can't say a complete sentence very easily.
No. All he's good at is insult. He can only insult.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. He has no policies. He has no, you know, plan for a second term. He's just going to put sycophants and loyalists in different positions, whether in the civil service or the White House. And he's just going to have yes men and yes women there. And that's something America don't need. We don't need to politicize the Justice Department. That's what he tried to do the last time. And it failed epically, miserably. You know, so Chip Roy, he is from Texas, the 24th District in Texas, that represents San Antonio and Austin and parts of Kerrville or Carville. And, you know, all Joe Biden and Democrats, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, you have to do, is run this ad. Here it is.
I want my Republican colleagues to give me one thing, one, that I can go campaign on and say we did. One. Anybody sitting in the complex, if you want to come down to the floor and come explain to me one material, meaningful, significant thing the Republican majority has done.
Yeah, so that was Chip Roy on the House floor. All Democrats have to do is run that ad in certain states, and it's over. You know, because nothing, we got no help from Republicans, not one. And to show where the ethics lie, it came up two times before. The third time was a charm when they expelled George Santos. Oh, they only care about power, and they don't have no ethics. Yet still, they're the part of family values, but yet still, you have Donald Trump raping women and, you know, like cheating on his wife with, you know, prostitutes and porn stars and whoever else, you know? This is not family values. And January 6th, where they beat the hell out of police and, you know, some of them got killed or the eyes gouged out or sprayed with beer spray and what have you. You know, this is not a party of law and order. This is a party of shit, garbage, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm misleading with the laughing. Yeah, no
the
law and order.
Issue.
That's full of shit.
The border
exactly.
issue keeps bringing up. They have the most widespread border thing that the Democrats have put forward, which they'll never get again. And they have to get out to his people to show how Donald Trump just said no. And so they should know that they have this greatest border seriousness, not more than I would want it to be the way they do it, but that they're ready to go with that so they can get money for Ukraine and so on. And Trump said he doesn't want to do it. Basically, he doesn't want to do it because it's kind of hard to go on about the border when you got a big border law. But the people should know that. He's talking about the border, but look what he's doing. And then they have to point that out.
We will see what he's doing, because if they kill that bill after they've talked about it for a couple weeks now, the American people will see, you know, that the bill is dead. And, you know, it's just going to hurt them. And they don't see that. I don't think they see that. I think they are delusional. You know, I mean, the abortion issue by itself, you know, they should be, you know, worried about women voting, you know, for President Biden and Kamala Harris because of that. That should be one thing. You know, but they don't care. They feel that they are all powerful and they are still going to win the 2024 election and Trump will be the president again. That's what they think. Or that's what
Lauren, everyone, what do you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene last week saying that GOP will completely eradicate anyone not supporting Donald Trump policies? First of all, what policies? He has none. You know?
Yeah,
she said this last week. What do you think about her statement? Irresponsible? Or she just being a typical Marjorie Taylor Greene and talking, you know, crap?
Well, doing both. She's irresponsible. She is basically stupid. And she is also a fire starter. That's what she is. She just is a fire starter. And she doesn't know how to put out the fires once she starts them. She has put her foot in her mouth so many times these last couple, two, 3 years. It's unbelievable. I wish they would run
a bunch of those too, because
she brought in the pictures of Hunter Biden, you know, nude and all that in the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, how crass is that? It made her look bad.
Oh yeah,
it did.
She's a moron.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't
and the point
stand
is, like you're thinking,
the
can't they run somebody run
there,
against her?
She's a warm body on the Republican side, and they're paying her off. She's making money, but she's a dumbass.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
To say the least. That's to say the
okay, least. So this guy, his name is Scott Greer. He's a Republican, and he tweeted recently, to those who might say the right needs its own Taylor Swift for a young woman to look up to, I answer, we already have that. Her name is Lauren Boebert. He tweeted back. Was he being sarcastic or was he being serious? I mean,
he's going to another area to run because this guy's running against her who only lost by a few votes last time. So she's running to like another conservative area, as I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in District 4 in Colorado. But guess what? Today the straw poll in District 4 where she's running newly. Seven candidates are in the race, and the straw poll, Lauren Boebert came fifth. So I think the people in District 4 in Colorado is rejecting her, which is a good sign, you know?
Yeah.
Because she knows full well in District 3 where she ran first and been a congresswoman in two consecutive terms that the Democrat, who is a former Navy veteran, will beat her handily this time. So she put her tail between her legs and went somewhere else. You know, and the people rejected her there. So is this the end of Lauren Boebert? My words from my lips to God's ears. Hopefully that's the case. You know, and Marjorie Tarlick Greene, she's basically running to be Trump's vice presidential running mate. And God forbid Trump gets in there, die of a stroke, or stroke on a hamburger, McDonald's hamburger and die. Imagine Marjorie Taylor Greene as president of the United States.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a handful that are really holding up everything a lot, you know, like with the speaker and so on. If they could get rid of Tyler Green, Boebert, and Matt Gaetz, there's a few that might make a big difference to get rid of
and
them.
And Johnson.
Oh, yeah, him too.
Yeah. He's a moron.
Manchin. Manchin or Manchin.
He needs to be in West Virginia. He's running, wasn't he running for something else? Oh, no,
independent.
He's
No labels.
Yeah, he's running as independent.
Yeah.
Like Kirsten Sinema.
No,
they're going to run independent.
No, he said that he won't run as an independent for the No Labels Party. But you can't really, you know, pay attention or trust them because he's a liar. And everything that Biden wanted, he practically shitting on Biden. And especially Obama, and give everything the Republicans want. And him and Kirsten Sinema, who's running as an independent probably in Arizona. You know, so don't listen to anything that man said. He's a liar. And he's just like Donald Trump, you know, all for himself and all about making money and everything. I mean, look what happened with the EpiPen thing where his daughter was in charge of some company. And, you know, it's just disgraceful what he did.
She marked up the cost of, actually, I think she got into that position because of her father, because she didn't have, you know, it turned out that what she said she had studied or completed, she hadn't, but she got in anyway, and then tried to mark it up. That's a life-saving pen. That's a life-saving shot for people. And with a lot of attention, she backed down, and I think it's sold now, and she got a whole bunch of money for it. But I think that she's the same apple from the same tree as her dad.
Yeah, just greed and out for themselves. America deserves better than that. It's silly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful. Mm-hmm. You know?
You want to hear something
funny?
You want to hear something funny before you go on, David?
Yeah.
Alina Haba, you know who she is, right?
Okay. Yeah, the lawyer.
She just posted on her Instagram page this note. This country needs a lot more women like Alina Haba and a lot less like Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
do you think
that's the best they can do? Well, what?
Yep. Alina Haba. She's another one that is, you know.
Speaking of Alina Haba, if you know, God forbid, if I get divorced and everything, I'd want to hire Alina Haba as my wife's attorney. Cause she's so goddamn incompetent, you know.
Mhm. Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's going after the judge. I mean, she's acting for him, and then she goes out and says it's been the greatest honor in her life to do this. I thought, man, I need, I got to hold my stomach.
Mhm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The right wing is just going crazy over Taylor Swift and Kelce. They're just Travis Kelce. They're going crazy. They just can't stand. America loves them. You know, the smart Americans love them.
Right. They're jealous.
Funny. I do.
Yeah, I'm gonna play a clip from the Young Turks. Is MAGA sycophants and psychopathic followers of Trump, and they're trying to defend Donald Trump's racism. This is a clip courtesy of the Young Turks and everything, and this is what they had to say defending Trump and his racism.
Donald Trump said recently that illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of the country. What does that mean?
Like they closed down school in New York to put immigrants in, so the children are having to study online now, and I think that they're taking care of the immigrants more than they're taking care of our veterans and the American people.
Yeah. He recently said that illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of our country. What does that mean to you?
Poisoning the blood of our country. Again, it's a journey. Everyone was fleeing some kind of suffering. In my estimation, I'm sure not everyone. I mean, there have always been pirates. There have always been criminals. There's always been,
pirates. What the hell is this woman talking about?
The criminal element. Yeah. So, I think if you want to come here and understand what it is. I mean, I understand that people want to come here, hopefully, to pursue.
Former president said that immigration is poisoning the blood of America recently. Do you agree with that?
Well, in some cases, they don't. I would tell all the immigrants that are coming in here to vote Republican, because if they don't, they won't have nowhere else to go, because their country's going to be like our country, be like the country they came from.
You don't want to let them in, but if you let them in, you want to give them the vote.
Well.
Illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of the country. What does that mean to you?
It's just allowing more criminal activity to take place. It's really important that people are vetted that come into the United States so that we don't have the terrorist activity that we've been looking at, and our country is just kind of going astray,
Okay, let me pause for a minute. Talking about terrorist activity, who's more terrorist than, white nationalists? Than state militias,
American
especially
citizens.
From Michigan.
Right.
What
American
the hell is she
citizens.
Talking about? These people are out of their minds. But continuing.
Yep. And there's going to be different viewpoints and things like that, where other countries, they don't have the liberties the United States has, and we don't want to live like those other countries. We want to have our freedoms and liberties that we have here.
He said illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of the country. What does that mean to you?
Because of the overflow of them, the huge number, and how they are coming in, too.
The former president recently said that illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of the country. What does that mean to you?
He was talking about the drugs coming over, poisoning the blood. He didn't mean it in any other way.
Donald Trump recently said that illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of America. What does that mean to you?
Well, it is, because it's kind of poisoning the pool instead of being in where they can make the same wage as everybody else. Some of them are undercutting that. So we need people that wants to be here and want to come in the right way.
Oh, in other words, white people mostly, not the brown skin or black people from Haiti or Mexico or whatever. Continuing.
Donald Trump has said that illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of the country. What does that mean to you?
If you're coming here to do harm, if you're coming here with bad intention, then that's not acceptable. And there are, I was at the border literally down in January. I went to Eagle Pass to observe for myself the crisis at the border in Texas. And first of all, there were 10 dead bodies on the land of the friend I went to visit. And there was a crisis across the border of things. So there's lots of innocent people being hurt in that process. But I also watched men of fighting age lined up, getting their little bus ticket to go wherever they were going. And to me, that's definitely not the best strategy for how you defend your nation. If you're not just defending from outside, but you're defending from within, I think schools are targets. I think churches and synagogues are targets. And I take my job is to protect kids in schools. And so as a school board trustee and as a mother and as a educator, I don't like the idea that we have invited folks in who may not have good intentions.
Yes, yeah, so synagogues and churches are under attack. Who attacked them? White nationalists. Dylan, whatever his name is, you know, in South Carolina, yep. Or was it North Carolina, who shoot up a black church? What was that, an immigrant?
Was that Georgia? Black church in Georgia, was it? Or South Carolina,
yes,
maybe?
Georgia.
Yeah,
South
he was
Carolina,
a white, it's something Dylan, remember Dylan something?
Dylan Claiborne, I think his name was, I'm not sure. But yeah, he just went in there and shut up the black church. 9 people died, many more injured. That was not
immigrant.
Yeah, he wasn't
from, he didn't come across the border.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that not one of them knows what the meaning is? Not
mm-hmm.
one
no.
of them gave the meaning?
No.
There
yeah, they gave some stupid-ass answer.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them gave the true meaning of poisoning the blood of America.
Exactly.
Well, they probably don't even know the countries down there. Some of the countries got bad because of things that we did, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Helped
mm-hmm.
undermine the countries. We did. Just like, you know, we're
mm-hmm.
talking about Iran. Iran was a democracy in 1953. The CIA overthrew
mm-hmm.
it and put in the Shah of Iran, a dictator, and you got the... In other words, we started that going. They wouldn't even know that. Or that the
mm-hmm.
things happened in other countries that, frankly, not all of them... But some of them, it was true,
mm-hmm.
we did.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
call that blowback. When you do that, it's going to come back.
Exactly.
Yep.
Eric, calling from Michigan. Hello, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
What's cooking? Okay, I guess. Someone just called in from the 586 error code. Hello, welcome to the show. What's cooking? Okay, I guess the person would rather listen and everything. Okay, we'll have
okay.
under 8 minutes and everything. Wrap-up time. So now, do you think that Trump will have the testicular fortitude to really go one-on-one on stage with Nikki Haley, or does he continue acting like a little bitch, a little coward, and not face her? Laurie, you
Latter.
I think that, well, Nikki Haley did say today that she is going to keep pounding away and she's not going to stop because she feels that he needs to debate.
And
mm-hmm.
Super Tuesday, that's in March, I think. At least till
March
Super Tuesday.
Yeah,
March
so we shall see. More than likely,
mm-hmm.
I think he will not debate her because he knows that he will not win. He doesn't know the
mm-hmm.
policies. He doesn't know any of the ins and outs of what's happening. And all he would do anyways is just put her down and talk over her and call her name. So
mm-hmm.
I don't think that people
mm-hmm.
debate her, which he should debate
mm-hmm.
her. If he wants to be the so-called president of the United States, you debate
right.
her.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a coward. He's a coward.
He is a coward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Susan, what do you think? Will he... You know,
I would love to see the debate, but I think he's too chicken
mm-hmm.
and too stupid to do it. That's for sure. She
mm-hmm.
can cut him to
mm-hmm.
shreds because
yeah.
he's a do-nothing. He doesn't know anything, and all he can do is insult people, and that's
mm-hmm.
not
mm-hmm.
a debate.
Mm-hmm. Elaine, what's your thought on this?
The way he did it to Clinton, you know, following
mm-hmm.
her around on the stage
yeah.
like an elephant, it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She
Elaine,
should have
what's
turned
your
around
thought?
And told him, what are you doing there?
With, yeah,
Elaine,
with
what's
him,
your thought?
With him, there's no prediction.
Mm-hmm.
There's no prediction with Trump. The way he's been acting lately, you really don't know what he's going to do. I think he should be. I think his true character will come out again. He will think it's a rally. They could make him think it's a rally, and he might debate her. But whether he agrees to it, I don't. You guess it's just a guessing game with him. He's not rational.
Yeah. I guess that's what cocaine and other drugs that he snorted to you. He's not rational. He's insane, just like Don Jr. And I wouldn't say Eric is irrational. He's just stupid, you know? So hopefully this
I'm beginning to wonder if he's got liver problems because his skin is getting awful brown.
Yeah, I think that's a bad job to do with coloring him or, you know, the spray tan that is spraying him. Is he running out of money to do a decent spray tan or is the motherfucker dying? I hope he's dying and I hope he suffers.
Yep.
But I want to see him in prison before he dies. You know, that would be great.
He'd probably
bleed
orange, you know? It's soaked into his skin so bad for so many years. It's layer after layer. It's not coming out, and he's turning orange. He'll bleed orange.
And hopefully one day when he's coming down the steps and being helped, he slips and falls and breaks his neck. And that's on live TV, so nobody can say, oh, you know, it was the deep state that killed him, you know,
right,
to see for themselves that he fell off the stage, officers coming down, because he can't even hold a water bottle to drink, you know, like a normal person. But anyway, that's our show for tonight. I want to thank Doris, I want to thank Elaine, I want to thank Susie for calling in, and one more person that hasn't said anything. I guess a shame, too shy to speak and everything. But we'll be back again Thursday night, same time, same place on Blog Talk Radio. Remember to check out kitchenpolitics123.com. The merchandise section will be open soon. We're just working out some kinks. We'll have some good shirts that are pro-woman, pro-gay, pro-peace, pro-democratic. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will win in 2024. And Taylor Swift, thank you so much for what you're doing. The Swift is out there.
Yeah.
We love you. We're rooting for Taylor Swift. And whoever you're rooting for, Kansas City Chiefs or San Francisco 49ers. Personally, you know, I want to see the Kansas City Chiefs win. No, I'm a Detroit Lions believer, and I want them to do well next season, the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
32 years in the wilderness and come back and make such a good fight. You know, it gives people in Michigan hope and everything. So tonight's topic was Season 6, Episode 32, USA Democracy, If We Can Keep It. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 for Monday, January 29th, 2024. We'll see you again Thursday. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. Thank you all for calling in. Thank you for supporting the show. And I have one more tidbit. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court just ruled that abortion rights are protected by the Constitution.
Yay!
So we can have both. So we can close on a good note. So we'll see everybody Thursday. You guys have a great night. Thank you for calling in. And good night, David.
Good night, Laurie. I'm leaving now with Soggy Bottom Boys. I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow. We'll see you Thursday.
Good night.
Bye now. Good night.
In constant sorrow, all through his I'm a man of sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I'm bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I found. Oh, in this world, girl, I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends.
OBGYN in Texas, and a mother of three wonderful children. Having this beautiful, messy, chaotic, but wonderful family, it's the joy of my life. I never thought that I would need an abortion for a planned pregnancy, but I did. 2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. At a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and that there was absolutely no chance of survival. In Texas, you are forced to carry that pregnancy, and that is because of Donald Trump overturning Roe v. Wade. The choice was completely taken away. I was to continue my pregnancy, putting my life at risk. It's every woman's worst nightmare, and it was absolutely unbearable. We need leaders that will protect our rights and not take them away, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
On his first day in office, with the country in crisis, President Biden got to work for us. Cutting black child poverty in half, more money for black entrepreneurs, millions of new, good-paying jobs. He's lowered the cost of living and prescription drugs, but there's more to do. He gets it because we all deserve dignity, safety, respect, and a chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I've made the preservation of American democracy the central issue of my presidency. I believe in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted. There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration, and I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we the people. That's our soul. We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
It was the worst pandemic in 100 years. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. But America fought back. Today, unemployment is at record lows. Our economy leading the world. Joe Biden passed historic laws to rebuild the country. But he knows it's the American people who are the heroes of this story.
America is back. We've shown each other and the world that there's no quit in America. There's simply no quit in America.
In small towns and big cities, we're coming back stronger than ever. Manufacturing jobs are coming home. High-speed computer chips are getting made right here. America is leading the world in clean energy. There are some who say America is failing. Not Joe Biden. He believes our best days are ahead because he believes in the American people.
Those who bet against America are learning how wrong they are. It's never, ever been a good bet to bet against America. Never.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
As the sun rises, we raise the flag, a symbol of all that we hold most dear as Americans. Courage, opportunity, democracy, freedom. They're the values and beliefs that built this country and still beat in our hearts. But they're under attack by an extreme movement that seeks to overturn elections, ban books, and eliminate a woman's right to choose. Joe Biden has made defending our basic freedoms the cause of his presidency. The freedom for women to make their own health care decisions. The freedom for our children to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to vote and have your vote counted. For seniors to live with dignity. And to give every American the freedom that comes with a fair shot at building a good life. In small towns and big cities, we raise our heads, our eyes, our hearts for America, for the idea of this great country. Joe Biden is running for re-election to make certain that the sun will not set on this flag. The promise of American democracy will not break.
Democracy must not be a partisan issue. It's an American issue. As your friends and I will defend our democracy with every fiber of my being, and I'm asking every American to join me.
For freedom, for democracy, for America, Joe Biden.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I am never
Thank you.